This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here's what matters on August 17th, 2026. Aramco's venture-building arm Lab7 is backing Egypt-born Conyx AI, integrating its B2 code engine into the startup's eComply construction compliance platform. This move highlights the importance of regulatory compliance in the construction industry, with Conyx AI's platform aiming to automate building compliance. For builders and operators, this implies a need to invest in compliance solutions to avoid costly fines and reputational damage, and to prioritize transparency in their operations. Can Lab7's backing of Conyx AI be a catalyst for wider adoption of compliance tech in the region? Nigeria's HelpMum is one of 18 global grantees in Iconic UImpact's $100 million child survival portfolio, built to plug the gap left by USAID's $12.7 billion withdrawal. This funding will help HelpMum expand its healthcare services, particularly in areas with limited access to quality care. For health tech investors, this implies a growing need to support startups addressing maternal and child health, and to prioritize sustainable funding models that can withstand shifts in donor funding. Yesterday, we talked about the fragility of Africa's fintech listing window, and this story raises the question of whether social impact funding can provide a more stable alternative for health tech startups. Chowdeck delivered over 1.5 billion naira worth of groceries in June, now 11% of its business, as the startup's quick commerce push starts to pay off. This growth is a testament to the increasing demand for online grocery shopping in Nigeria and Chowdeck's ability to execute on this trend. For e-commerce operators, this implies a need to focus on operational density and logistics rather than just expanding geographically, and to prioritize trust building with customers through reliable delivery and quality products. Does Chowdeck's success in groceries signal a wider shift towards online shopping in Nigeria's informal retail market? Lagos is putting a 200 million naira grant pool behind its young agri-food builders, with applications for the Lagos Agrathon closing on July 19th. This initiative aims to support youth-led agribusinesses and promote innovation in the sector. For agri-food investors, this implies a growing opportunity to support local talent and entrepreneurial initiatives, and to prioritize sustainable agriculture practices that can drive long-term growth. Which government is next to discover the mobile money tax lesson the hard way, and will initiatives like the Lagos Agrathon be a key part of the solution? Or will they succumb to the same challenges? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akaeza.